Hello?
Hi, my name is Kristen. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
That would be me, Leon
Okay.
Windham.
All right, and I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Well, I had applied through you guys about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And, you know, you're supposed to call on Sunday. On Sunday and report in. Well, when I called yesterday to report in, it's telling me that I'm not even in the system. I don't have a claim at all. Now, if it had been before.
Okay. What's your social security number?
251-88-44-62.
Okay. And your name?
Leon Dwayne Windham.
All right. And can you verify your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your driver's license number?
The date of birth, date is 6/2/1965. Driver's license number 00845-0180. My mother's maiden name is Watson.
Okay, and what was your date of birth one more time?
June 2nd, 1965. Okay. Just for you to cheat that way.
And so you've been filing each week?
Yes, ma'am, but when I called yesterday, I mean, you guys sent me the little, all the details and all that, the little pamphlet and all that. When I called yesterday, matter of fact, I called like 3 or 4 times yesterday. And then I tried it again this morning because I thought maybe there's a glitch in the system or something, you know. But it was telling me that I'm not even in the system at all.
Okay, so it does show that your benefit year for your claim expired, and so you would have to file a new claim.
But how's that? I don't understand.
It expired. Give me just a second while I pull it back up. It just shows that it's inactive, so it may have expired Saturday, because were you able to file the previous week?
Yes, ma'am. I filed it early that Sunday morning.
Okay. Yes, sir. It may have ended on Saturday, this past Saturday.
I'm filing on Sunday morning. I mean, the time runs from Sunday through Friday, right? Or Sunday through Saturday. Sunday through Saturday. So I filed on Sunday morning.
Yes, sir. But if your benefit year is based off the quarters, then that could have been why it expired.
I mean, I don't understand. I don't understand. So what do I need to do now, darling?
You just need to file a new claim, and then that way you can still be able to continue filing this Sunday.
Okay, so did it fall back even though it was expired?
We'll get the claim filed for this week, and then Sunday you'll just call in like you were.
But instead of waiting, first thing, just wait about me a day or something, maybe? Because, see, I thought I was supposed to go to South Carolina. And when I called, finally got in touch with them in South Carolina, they're telling me that I wasn't even in the system there, that I had to be filing through you guys. So, therefore, I started filing back through you guys for the last 2 weeks. So, this has been my third week. This is my third week filing.
Yes, sir. It's just if it's like I'm not sure why it does it, but sometimes it may set it up to where it's only every quarter. So since it's showing that it's inactive, then you would have to file a new claim to be able to continue.
So I have to wait after 5 today and they'll give me an appointment for tomorrow?
No, sir. You can file it over the phone now.
Can I do it with you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, let's handle it, babe.
Okay. Give me just a moment while it pulls up.
I don't get tired of hearing everybody's problems every day. You know, like I said, I thought maybe it was just, you know, you have computer glitches or you have tower or something down and it throws all the signals off.
Yes, sir.
I thought that might have been what it was.
It just shows that it's just inactive. So to file the new claim for your first name is L-E-O-N.
That's correct.
And your last name is W-I-N-D-H-A-M.
Correct.
And for your date of birth, it was June 2nd, 1965?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And your gender?
Male.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes, ma'am. Now, I do. At the moment, yes, ma'am.
All right. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
Ninth.
All right. And your mother's maiden name one more time?
Watford, W-A-T. F-O-R-D.
And your driver's license, was that for Alabama or a different state?
Excuse me. South Carolina.
All right. And what's the driver's license number one more time?
00845-0180. South Carolina.
All right. That was 00845-0180.
Yes, ma'am, 00845-0180, South Carolina.
All right, and if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments. There's direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Yes, well, I mean, deposit would be fine. I just don't have my checking information with me at the moment. I just left the house.
So
we do the card. I can wait 7 days. We can just do the card.
So the benefits card?
Yeah, we just do the card. And that's simple enough for me.
All right. And I will have to read you the information for the disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, you have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-colored Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, the card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee.
Okay.
There is no charges. There is no charges or fees for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery, an international transaction fee excluding ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fees, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-2035 or 499-2035 or online at labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes, ma'am. We'll go ahead and do that.
And what is your mailing address?
It'll be 880 Blazing, which would be B-L-A-Z-I-N-G, Trail Road, Timmonsville, T-I-M-M-O-N-S-V-I-L-L-E, South Carolina, 29161.
Okay, so 880 Blazing Trail Road.
Yes, ma'am.
In Timmonsville, South Carolina, 29161.
Yes, ma'am.
And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
Everything's identical.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am. I've been here about 30 years.
And what's a good phone number you can be reached at?
843-250-9411.
That was 843-250-9411.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment compensation benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. So the first question is, which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? There's a Volkswagen Touareg, Mercury Montego, a Mercedes-Benz E-Class, a Chrysler Aspen, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles.
Chrysler Aspen.
And the next question is, what color was your 1997 Ford Taurus? There's black, blue, red, yellow, or I've never been associated with this vehicle.
Never been associated.
And the next question is, based on your background, in what city is 2669 Clarkdale Avenue? There's Goose Creek, Lawrence, 96, Rock Hill, or I've never been associated with this address.
Never been associated.
All right. Trying to load the next page.
I didn't get asked all these questions the first time. I wonder why.
What was it?
I never got asked these questions the first time. Seriously.
Which one?
No, ma'am. The ones that you're asking me now.
The security questions?
Yeah, nobody asked me that.
It may have had different security questions, though.
Oh, okay.
Because depending on, like, how much information they had originally, they may have asked different ones, or if they didn't have any information at all, then it may not have.
Oh, okay. You don't know if you don't ask.
And let's see. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Now, that question right there, the only person I work for is McElroy Truck Lines out of Cuba, Alabama, for the last 15 years and 1 month.
Okay. But you did work, they were out of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am, they're out of Cuba, Alabama.
Okay. And
36907. You want the address?
But when it asked if you worked in another state than Alabama?
No. Well, I mean, you know, being a truck driver, you're from state to state. So I didn't work for another state. So I worked out of state of Alabama.
Okay.
So McElroy Truck Line is out of Alabama. So I'm staying in Alabama. You know what I mean?
And were your wages being reported to the state of Alabama, or?
Yes, they were.
All right. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Give me just a moment while that pulls up. Okay. Hello, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So your wages, though, they weren't reported to the state of South Carolina, do you know, or?
No. I was getting paid through the Alabama corporate office.
But
so
on,
everything.
Like, your tax form, did you fill it out for the state of Alabama or the state of South Carolina? Like,
I filed taxes in the state of South Carolina.
Okay, so that may be why okay, hang on 1 second. And did you already try filing for the state of South Carolina?
Not this year, no, ma'am.
Okay.
I mean, they sent me my W-2s out of Alabama, and then I'd use a tax accountant in South Carolina to fill out my taxes, and you know, it goes to the federal tax to go their way. I guess the other one goes wherever it goes.
But like, are your wages like for the federal and state income, like, or the taxes on there, like, are they going being reported to South Carolina?
I don't know. I mean, I have to look at my tax form to find out. All I know is they took taxes out of my check, and then at the end of the year they would send the tax form, the W-2s, and all I do was file. I didn't really pay it that. I never paid that no attention. I just, because everything stayed the same, so I would just go to the tax assessor and hand them the paper, the W-2, and they did what they had to do.
Because I'm wondering if that's the reason why your claim's inactive, because if you've been filing weekly certifications, but your wages are not in the state of Alabama, they're in South Carolina, then you would actually need to be filing with South Carolina.
Well, they told me in South Carolina, I worked out of state of Alabama, that I had to file with Alabama.
But even though you worked in Alabama, if your wages were being reported to the state of South Carolina, then that's who you would have to file with. So I'm wondering if that's why you weren't able to file, because if when they tried to check your wages and like your wage history information, if it's not, if they haven't been reported to the state of Alabama and it was reported to a different state, then that's where you would need to file.
Right. Okay, so what do I need to do? When I get back to the house, I need to pull out my W-2 form, the tax paperwork, and what do I need to do?
Yes, sir. I would see who your tax information, like who your wages were being reported to, like which state. If it was South Carolina, then you would need to file with South Carolina, because the only thing is if we continue and file this claim, then you might be wasting, like, you know, a few weeks again filing with us when you should be. So if you want, what I can do is select to finish later if you just want to confirm, so that that way.
Yes. Can we do that, please?
Yes, sir. So I'll select finish later. And then that way, once you can confirm where your wages were being reported to, if it's Alabama, give us a call back, and then we can finish filing it, okay?
Do you have an extension or something like that?
I don't, but my name's Kristen. If I'm still here, you can always ask for me. And if I'm available, then they can try and see.
Kristen?
Yes,
sir. I'll be back at the house. All I'm doing is going to get my hair cut.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be back at the house, but within probably an hour, hour and a half. And I got it right there in the safe as soon as I walk in the door.
Yes, sir.
And I'll pull it out. And if I have to, I'll take a picture of it and send it to you. And you can see what's going on. You know what I mean?
Well, you wouldn't be able to send it to me. But if for sure they are coming for the state of Alabama, just call us back and you can ask if I'm available to continue filing your claim. And if so, then they'll be able to get you transferred over to me.
All right, darling. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you, too. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Have a good day.
Thank you, love.
Thanks. Bye-bye.